Hello and welcome. This is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Today we're going to be talking about a subject that has very wide ramifications. If someone naturally has a negative trait, let's say laziness, arrogance, selfishness, does a person have to be stuck with that and say, this is me, this is who I am? Or can he do something to change it? And the Vilna Gaon says, of course we can. We can change it. The idea of habit, the idea of practicing a new pattern, which is something the Rambam, Maimonides, writes about, that if you want to change any trait, the way to do it is to habitually act in the direction of the way you want to create. Because when you think about character traits, what are character traits? These are patterns. And there's four choices we make at every moment, and these are the four patterns that we choose. Our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. How to develop our feelings, we give that talk when we speak about mastering joy. But we're thinking now about changing our way we speak, changing the actions we do. The more you consciously choose a positive habit, it becomes second nature. And the expression goes in Hebrew, Hergel Nasa Teva. Habit becomes second nature. So if a person says, well, that's my nature to act like this or to act like that, it's not your nature. It might be easy for you to do that, but it's not how you totally are. Like Rambam, when he in the Hilchos Deos, the section he deals with character development, says, where do we get our traits from? Some traits we're born with. Today we'd say our genetic makeup. Some traits we're born with a tendency towards, and some traits we just picked up. We pick up from our environment, and we act that way. And any way you act, but regardless of what patterns we have now, we can very consciously master new patterns. Because think about it, it's a matter of motivation, a matter if we really want to. Because let's say you would be chosen to play in a play or a movie, and you're going to get a tremendously high salary. People pay $1 million, $2 million, $3 million to play that role. And you have to give a very convincing rendition of a person with a certain positive character trait. Would you be able to do it? Sure you would. Why? You're motivated, especially the way they want you to act is the way you'd like to act. So it becomes you. So if, let's say you want to become a kinder person, do many acts of kindness. Let's say a person has a tendency to be lazy. The opposite is a beautiful Hebrew word, which is no exact English equivalent, which is the word zrizus. Zrizus means you take action right away, now. It's the opposite of hesitating. It's the opposite of pushing things off. It's the opposite of acting lazy. So how do you develop this positive attribute of zrizus? You take many actions right away. No matter what you have to do, start out again and again and again. Take that action. So right now you can think about in what one way, if you could develop a positive quality that takes some kind of action, either verbal action or actual with your hands, the walk place, what trait would you choose and do many actions over time? Now, here to Kelman, some people would say to themselves, oh, it's so difficult, so hard. If you do that, you're causing yourself distress. But where is that distress? It's in your mind with your thoughts. However, if you celebrate every positive action, wow, here's another time I did this thing. I could have pushed it off. I did it right away. So keep doing positive actions and keep celebrating. Keep giving your own inner cheering section. Like in my book, Begin Again Now, I have a whole section called Cheering Section, because people spend a whole lifetime trying to get in the Olympics or professional sports so people they get cheers. But guess what? In your brain, you can have cheers. Either you can remember any time you ever heard people cheering, and then you can multiply the crowd. And so every time you're doing a positive action to develop your positive character traits, hear that inner cheering. Yay! You're doing a positive thing. And you know what's going to happen when you keep doing this? Instead of getting worn out and complaining, oh, it's so hard, you're going to celebrate. You'll see that excitement in your face because you are developing your character.